My name is Morris Venegas, and I build spacesuits, and I do neuroscience. And if you're ever in the San Bernardino Mountains, and you want to build with me, make things with me, and be in nature with me, let me know. Hit me up so that we can make stuff together and build communities together up in the mountains.
This is the first episode of a series about a spacesuit for SpaceX with Morris Venegas.
Fasten your seatbelts because we're about to blast off with Morris Venegas, a man who's as comfortable designing spacesuits as he is decoding the human brain. This MIT-educated aerospace engineer turned neuroscientist is living proof that the sky is not the limit. From SpaceX to stroke recovery research, Morris has left his mark on both outer space and inner space, picking up a patent and a spot on the Latino 30 under 30 lists along the way. But wait, there's more. When he's not revolutionizing brain imaging or teaching the next generation how to make almost anything, you might find Morris co-founding retreats, transforming organizations, or simply sipping coffee in the mountains of San Bernardino. He's a leader who speaks the language of both hemispheres, literally and figuratively, bridging the gap between hard science and human potential. So whether you're looking to launch a rocket, rewire your brain, or just figure out how to make that impossible thing, Morris Venegas is your go-to guy. Get ready for a conversation that's bound to expand horizons. Hey, Morris, welcome to the show.
Wow, that's amazing. I love this introduction already. That should just be the end of it and just let people think.
Just let me. Yeah. It could be the first episode. We'll just introduce you. It'll be like whatever that was, 60 seconds.
I feel like people should know that I didn't have a say in writing that. So that was all you, and it just came out incredible. So I love it. That's perfect.
All right. Thank you. So my first question is, tell me what the Latino 30 under 30 list is.
Yeah. So the Latino 30 under 30 list is just literally another list. You know, the Forbes 30 under 30, they're trying to look at influential people. So when they tag on the adjective of Latino, the criteria changes a little bit. It's not just about like business and making an impact in that world. It's a little bit more community focused, which is Latino. And so that came from a nomination for some of the work I did while I was in Boston. So around mental health. And then I had this small group called La Tribu, which is called the tribe. And it was this idea of how do we explore each other's growth in a world where we're trying to balance. The way we called it was the difference between doing well and doing good. Like doing well financially, right? Like in this American dream side, but doing good to your family and staying close to your roots. So it was just like a group, almost like a meetup. We had a WhatsApp group. We had different prompts and just talking. That's where it came from. And so people really resonated with it. It turned into a couple of other groups. I completely let go, but it's standing up on its own now, which is beautiful. And, the people that were nominating me really, really enjoyed it. So that's where the nomination came from. And of course, because we're Latinos, once you get nominated, they throw a huge party. Like, it's not like a... No, they had like... I forgot who came. They tried to invite like Asuna, which is like this big rapper.
Osuna. I was going to ask you if there was music. Okay, like there was
like
music.
You felt like you were on a red carpet. Like, it was just an excuse to throw a party, which is, again, on brand with the Latino 30 under 30. And I was like, this is great. This is the kind of award I want to receive.
Sweet. That sounds awesome. Yeah. No, that's cool. So I heard about you because we work at the same company, and you said something fascinating that you're involved with designing suits. Not just any suit, but NASA and SpaceX. Why did they need a suit?
Yeah. I mean, who doesn't need a suit? You like a space suit. No one's going to say no. Of course, like everyone will say yeah. So who doesn't need a spacesuit? But yeah. So I designed spacesuits as one of my first jobs. When I was like first full-time jobs. Why did they need a suit? They wanted to go to space. You need a suit to go to space.
But they already have one, don't they?
They have some. Not they, like SpaceX in particular. But they exist. There's companies, Al C. Dover, right? Like other companies that make them. And that's what NASA has used. But then SpaceX was on this mission of low cost reusability and just like a coolness factor. And I think just the design of existing suits just wasn't on brand with what SpaceX wanted. So they decided we're going to make one internally, which they do a lot of stuff internally. And they said, that's what we can do it. So that's cool.
Wow. Okay. And is this suit built for a different purpose than the general? You know, when we say NASA suit, they probably have more than one suit too. I think they have one for in the cabin and they have one for extra EVA. So, what were you guys working on?
I like it. Yeah. So there's, I love that. I feel like the audience would actually really enjoy like just a breakdown of what a spacesuit is, which is a weird concept, but it's just like a human shaped spacecraft really. But you think about it, right? You're putting people in an environment where they're not involved to be in. So they don't have water, they don't have air, and they don't have gravity, which you don't realize like how much that's just a necessity for your body to exist. Right? And so then if I put them in that environment, what do I need to do in order for them to survive? Right? So it's like, how do they eat? How do they keep their pressure? How do I keep the air regulated? How do I compensate for the lack of gravity? Can I compensate for it? So really that's all you're doing at the base of it, is just trying to keep those three things. So how do you keep this person alive? And what do they need it for? SpaceX was trying to launch people into space. Right? And NASA had this, they pivoted how they were doing it rather than building everything internally with contractors. They said, can we leverage someone else as a service to send our astronauts? Like, we'll keep training our astronauts, doing all this stuff, and keep leveraging all this history that NASA has, which is a lot. And then can we find essentially a taxi service to take our astronauts up there? That was called the Commercial Crew Development Program. So bunch of companies just apply to say, hey, I'm a taxi service. Right? And you can imagine if different taxi services offer different things. So if you're trying to go to the market, you want a taxi service with like a big trunk, right? Maybe, whatever it is. So that's what we did. SpaceX said, I got a rocket that I can send people to. And they said, and I also have a spacesuit that you can wear. And so NASA had to evaluate, do we want to test and use a new spacesuit? Or do we want to go to another company that's also just going to contract like it did before? It's a give or take. So the one we built was called an IVA spacesuit, intravehicular activity, as opposed to EVA, extravehicular activity, which is, it's not extra, it's just outside. So we did IVA. And so the difference is it's supposed to keep you alive while you're still inside whatever thing that you're inside. So it's more of like an emergency. The one that people know of is, you know, do you remember the Armageddon movie?
Yeah.
Like a blockbuster hit, and they wore those orange suits. That was an IVA suit, right? That's called ACES. Right? And that's made by, I believe, ILC Dover. They've been making spacesuits since, you know, since we went to the moon. Oh. A long time. But that suit is what you would compare to what we made at SpaceX, IVA. So something that, like, if something's going on in an emergency, it'll keep you alive for 3 hours, right, while we rescue you, kind of thing. You wouldn't wear this and go outside and stand around in the moon kind of thing. So that's why we needed it. So we're going to send people to the ISS. You wear it as just like an emergency thing. Think of it like a parachute on a plane, right? Like you have it just in case, but the ideal case is to never use it. Right? So you have the spacesuit that will inflate in an emergency, but and most of the time you're not even using it. It just looks cool when you wear it.
Yeah.
You have to wear it.
You kind of hang it up in your closet. Do you have one in your closet?
Yeah, I actually kept like it was like an arm portion because the gloves were super complex to make and they gave us headaches all the time. So I have like a little piece, but it's not tested or anything. Like it's not flight ready.
Right on.
But no, I and if I did, I don't think I would tell you on the podcast that I have one. Say right. That out loud. Yeah.
Cool. It's the 22nd century, and although there's no faster than light drive, governments and religious organizations fund voyages by giant ships that spend multiple generations in voyage to Earth-like exoplanets. Young Arcady feels blessed to be born aboard the ship when he did, because the ship will soon reach its destination, and it will happen during his lifetime. But he's heartbroken that instead of being trained as a pilot, he is stuck training to be a farmer, because those skills are more important for creating their civilization and completing the abandonment of Earth and the troubles they left behind. But once their ship makes planetfall, the strife left behind a millennia ago resurfaces, starting with the murder of his sister. After the mysterious disappearance of other generation ships, Arcady, now an officer of the Space Force, suspects that someone close to him is killing his people. This murder investigation space opera is a novelette by Lancer Kind, and it's called Memories Victims. It is available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble's Nook. Check out the show notes. We've got goodies in there about SpaceX, spacesuits, and other matters that we decided would be good matches for your listening pleasure. What are show notes? Show notes show up right in your podcast player if you use such an app. Otherwise, go back to the webpage where you downloaded this MP3, and that webpage will have show notes within. Next episode, more Morris Venegas.
So SpaceX never made a space suit before. How does a company prepare to create a new suit?